We are in Simin Shin Nun Hey. We're up to Siv Beis, and we're doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis, Beis HaKisei Shal Pnei HaMayim. This is a case where you have a Beis HaKisei, a place where people would relieve themselves, and it would fall into the water, into the river, into the ocean. So the halach is Mutter Aidei Mechitza Tluya. Here too it is Mutter by way of having a Mechitza that doesn't go all the way down to the bottom of the riverbed. That's only if you made it for that purpose. Chazal were matur mechitza tluya if you made it for l'shem kach. Aval asuya litznias beisakisei bilvad. But if it didn't occur to anybody that you have to make some kind of tikkun because of carrying, they only built walls over there for the sake of the beisakisei, it doesn't work. Lo mahani. V'yab osa daf ukana pachas migibel shetipol hatsoa olav kodem shetipol lamayim. What happens if when one uses this washroom, the tsoe is going to go down a plank of wood or a ziz? So that'll be mutter anyway. The water, remember, is a karmelis. So kocho, you're not allowing it to go directly there. It's rolling along something. The halach is it's mutter. Similarly, any time you have a Beis HaKisei where the tsoa goes and it runs on the walls and ends up in a karmelis, that's mutter, because we said kocho b'karmelis lo gazru. Yeah. Now the halacha is that the Mishnah Berurah mentions that what we're talking about is that. If you made a daf or a kana, a pachas migimel, what does pachas migimel mean? This is if you have it next to the hole that's coming down, so it's considered chorei rishus hayachid, and therefore you're putting it in a rishus hayachid, and it's rolling down into a karmelis, and that's why it's mutter. Then he says, v'im nishbar hadaf b'shabbos. Mutter mishum gadol kavra brias. If that daf that you made for it to roll on breaks on Shabbos, the halach is that it is mutter. Why is that? Because it's impossible to fix on Shabbos, so there'd be no opportunity of using the washroom. Chazal were matured because of kavra brias. Siv gimel. In Beis HaKisei boleit chutz l'choma se'ir. What happens if you have a Beis HaKisei on the outskirts of the town and it protrudes outside the wall of the city? What you do is you have a hole outside the city, and that's where it ends up. It is a city that has more than Beis Sasayim, and it was Lohuk of Ladira, which we'll see later has a din of a Karmelis, Shu Karmelis. There, Mechitza Tluya won't work. Shalohitiru Osa Ela B'mayim. They were only matur a mechitza tluya over water. Avalei they daf, so mechitza won't help. Avalei they daf shari. Whereas if you do it by way of a daf, it's mutter. The kocho shari bechol karmelis. That means we're not looking at it as if you made mechitzas. We're just saying that if it rolls through a daf, that's kocho bekarmelis, not chazal. We're not goes around altogether. Hagav yeshomim the Beis HaKisei lemalo me'asorah shori b'chol inyan. Damotzi mirshus hayochid lekarmelis derech makom p'tur. It's above 10, so it's going through a makom p'tur. So there we don't find that Chazal were machmir. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Gra has a problem. That even though it's going through a makom p'tur, you're not really stopping in the makom p'tur. You really need a hanochi in the makom p'tur. Further, the yesh omrim the mahayasham tso mebod yom shori b'cholinin dat so hu makom p'tur de lodar sibir rabim. That if you have this pile outside the city where the tsoa ends up, no one steps in it. It's lodar sibir rabim, and it won't be considered a rishus harabim. So that in itself is a makom p'tur. So what's the yisr? We saw there was a day, and we paskin like that, of Motzah Minis Mino, that in a karmelis is no makom tur, so this would end up remaining a karmelis. Well, if he mashes bar liel simin shin mem hey, they makom tur brishus ayachid lekuli alma, that everyone holds that in a brishus ayachid there's no such thing as a makom tur. Lekuli alma beisakisi alma bein shnei abatim also lofano sham im lo irvu yachad. Right, so the halachi is unless they made an eruv, then you couldn't use it. So that's in a normal case with regard to the beis hakisei. The al shari the lohev elakamo chotzer she'enim ureves kelekaman simin shinun zayin, and there the halachi is that they were mekel. Avol b'di'evit she'shachuv lo irvu muter the gadol kavar habrius. That's only lechatchila. You're supposed to be ma'ariv, but b'di'evit we say gadol kavod habrius. Says the Ramah now, holchei svinis nagu lasas tzarchein min ha'meshuta layom, the whole of ha'meshuta ain't a gavoa yud, afal pishu rechove dalet ain't ela karmelis, umotzi mi karmelis le karmelis. That the part of the boat, that has the paddle on it, is lamala me'asora. And what they're doing is they're allowing the tzoa to roll along there. So memela, we would say that this is kocho b'karmelis and it's mutter. See, what you're doing is you're carrying from a karmelis to a karmelis. That's even better. Now the Mishnah Brura in Bir Halacha brings a beis meir who's mekel, if it's 10 tefachim high, even if it's not rochav dalid. Even though we learned that you have to have a makom dalid, he wants to be makel over here that there would not be an iser. The Bir Halacha brings it. He says b'sever beis meir masik la halacha gedas harimi kinon, that if it's gavoa gimel and not rochav dalit tfachim, that you're allowed to be makel.